Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we carry on and continue with the message I began yesterday based on Philippians, the second chapter, verse 5, which Paul says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." And I shared all the way reading yesterday to verse 11. But my eye just fell on verse 4. Just before Paul makes that very important statement about having the mind of Christ, he says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." This, of course, is promoting compassion, a desire to help others and not just be wrapped up in your own needs, your own life. And then it's very interesting, the Holy Spirit right in the following verse says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," because in order for us to be able to look on the things of another's, in other words, not just to be self-centered, but to be concerned about the situation of other individuals you know or may meet, but also in general for the body of Christ, because we are family, we are all connected. Every single believer throughout the nations of the world are connected in Christ Jesus. He is the head, and we are just members in particular of the body of Christ. So in order to do that, to have the ability to be able to reach out to others with the love of Christ, the fruit of the Spirit, the power of God through the Holy Spirit, as Jesus had, then we have to have the mind of Christ. And He said, "Even greater things than these shall you do, because I go to my Father." Remember, He told that to His disciples. He's never rescinded the Great Commission. The same things they were asked to do, the same applies to us. That's our job description, if you will, in all ways, being pleasing to God and then preach the gospel. That's the Great Commission. And if necessary, use words. I always like to say that. I don't know whoever originally said that, but it's the fact is, the example of our lives is first and foremost the most important testimony we can give, because unless your life lines up with your belief and your cherishing of the purposes of God, whatever you say is not going to influence people, because your actions speak louder than your words. That's the bottom line. Praise God. So We were talking yesterday the importance of having an understanding of what it means to have the mind of Christ, because that was given in the imperative. You let this mind, there's something we have to do. We have to understand what the mind of Christ is, and we can do that as we read the scriptures, read the gospels, the life of Jesus, how He operated, who He was in God, but also we have to be willing to apply those to our lives and to be fruitful, to do the good works that God has called us to. And unfortunately, there have been so many tragedies in people's lives because there was no one around them, no one who could help in times of dire circumstances. There have been many cases of broken hearts, broken dreams, broken homes, ruined lives, disease, death, and every conceivable work of the enemy. And many times it's because those who have been commissioned by Christ to preach the gospel, the good news, and to bring deliverance to the world, well, they're either asleep or insensible to the needs of the people that are around them. And in many cases, one of the strategic weapons of the enemy is to keep God's people under such attack that all they can do is seemingly survive. And God, He wants to change that. We have given power, been given power over all the power and of the enemy. In other words, we've been given authority over them. And as we look around, especially historically, so much of the church has been powerless in the face of such dire and desperate needs. In some cases, there's a lack of concern for the spiritual welfare of the body. Why? Because people are just self-centered on their own needs, their own struggles, the own problems they're facing in day-to-day life. Many have wilted and waned in power, if you will, because not because of a lack of God's blessings, because God has provided that. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. But because they have been just cowered by the enemy to sit in a corner before the obstacles they're confronted with, and they don't have the strength or the courage to go forth and raise a battle cry against the forces of darkness. And why? Because in many cases, they still are operating from a carnal mentality. They haven't known the things of God. That's why Paul is saying, let this mind be in you. Have the mind of Christ, so we can see as our Father wants us to see. We can see with the eyes of love and compassion that Jesus has. Everyone who is going to be in the bride of Christ must hear the call of the Spirit, and will not be offended at His word. True Christianity, beloved, and true faith is now putting on the not only the gifts of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit. We need to be representatives of Jesus to the world. We need to have the Spirit in operation in our lives, but also we are to have the mind of Christ. And it's time for we as believers to stand up and declare that we've seen enough of the slavery of mankind, and we need to be willing to move in the power of the Holy Ghost and declare Jesus as Savior, which a lot of people know He's a Savior, but He's also a healer and deliverer. And one of the greatest problems of mankind today is a lack of preaching of the Word of God so that it is spiritually discerned. That is the important thing. We cannot live a victorious Christian life with carnal mentality. We have a way open for us to reach and to deliver not only our situations in our own lives, but to all of suffering humanity through understanding and seeing as God sees. That's what it means to have the mind of Christ, and also His ability of knowing how to meet everyone's needs. We do that by identifying in love with their needs and to know the absolute certainty that He is a God of miracles and He hears and answers prayer. There are many of you that are listening to me. Even now, you have a great desire to help those who are suffering, but in many cases, you don't know exactly how to go about it. But Jesus is showing us the way. Satan may rage against some Christians today who are spiritually weak, but now is the day of the Lord. The eyes of the blind are being opened, and the oppressed are being set free. And we, beloved, this is one thing I have known for decades as I've ministered the Word of God. We are going to see God's perfection in the body of Christ on this earth. We've been children, but we are growing up into the full maturity of a manifested son and daughter of God. This is what composes the bride of Christ, the mature body of Christ. We're no longer children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, but we hear the true and unpolluted word of God that we are willing to say, "Yes, Lord," as Isaiah said, "Send me." And by that, I'm not saying that you need to, you know, go across the world to another nation to minister the gospel. Every one of us, wherever we are, whatever our circumstances, our relationships, our age, we have got a metron of influence that God wants us to walk in. He's not an unreasonable God. He knows the various seasons of our lives. He knows youth, the responsibilities of adulthood. He knows the limitations of age. And so in all those seasons, He is an ever-present God to be with us and to enable us to walk and effectively fulfill His will for the season that we are in our lives. And it is unique for every individual. Praise God. We have a way open for us in the Spirit to reach and delivering all those who are suffering through understanding and seeing as God sees. And we will then have His answers, His provision of how to meet everyone's needs. Sometimes people just need comfort. They need someone to talk to. And there are many of you who want to help, but you're not actually sure what to do or how to do it. Well, wait on God and He will show you the way. Satan may rage against many today, but God is going to work in such a way that we are going to accomplish His perfect will in our lives. Why? Because He will perfect that which concerns us. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, there's an excitement stirring in my heart because I sense and I see in the Spirit where we've been children in days past, but God is doing a quick work because the days are evil and the time is short. Jesus is coming back again, and we need to prepare ourselves and do all we can to help others prepare to meet the glorious return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I invite you to share your prayer requests with me. My time is gone, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. I love you and pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family. Thanks again for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.